Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have areas of fog, otherwise partly cloudy skies, and it's currently 63 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Our forecast is calling for patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with just a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly off to our east, a high around 82. In the news, a Cass County man is dead following a single vehicle accident Tuesday afternoon in northeastern Dallas County. According to an obituary released from the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic, the victim was Dennis Othout of Atlantic. The Iowa State Patrol has not confirmed the victim's identity, however. Dallas County Sheriff's officials said rescue crews were called to 24572 North Avenue at around 1:45 p.m. Tuesday. Iowa State Patrol spokesman Sergeant Scott Bright has said a truck went off the roadway and hit the cinder block wall of a mechanical building on the ground of a privately owned airport, Husband Field, about 3 miles west of Dallas Center. Authorities are still investigating what happened. They believe the truck blew a tire before it crashed into the building and that the driver died on impact with the cinder block wall. His body remained in the truck for several hours while crews worked to shore up the building to keep it from collapsing. News time is 7:07.
The corn is coming up and the recent rains have the hay looking good and thick. So when you're ready to get out there and take it down, we have an offer to help you get it done and save some serious cash. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor. New Holland is offering drastic discounts on new mower conditioners when you buy before the end of May. So if you're still planning, give us a call to get the details. If you're finished, stop in. It'll be worth your time. Our supply is limited, so do it today at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
Numerous juveniles were injured and one person was arrested following a rollover accident Tuesday night in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials said they were notified at around 8:30 p.m. of the accident in the 2400 block of L Avenue. When deputies arrived, they were told by Carrie Elizabeth Pryor that she had been driving a 2008 Ford F-350 northbound on L Avenue when the vehicle hit a section of soft gravel and went out of control. The pickup entered the east ditch and rolled once before coming to rest on its side. Upon further investigation, authorities learned that Carey was not the operator of that vehicle. The driver was identified as 14-year-old Cameron Pryor of Red Oak. Multiple juveniles who were passengers in the pickup were reported to have been injured during the accident. Carey Pryor was arrested for providing false information to law enforcement, while Cameron Pryor was cited for failure to maintain control of a motor vehicle. An investigation into the incident continues. Also, police in Red Oak say one person was arrested Tuesday morning on a burglary charge. 30-year-old Kirby David Stone King of Red Oak was taken into custody just after midnight Tuesday in the 700 block of North 4th Street. Stone King was charged with burglary in the third degree. He was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $5,000 bond. Authorities in Montgomery County say a Pottawatomie County man was arrested on a warrant early this morning. Kyle Chambers of Underwood was arrested at around 2:45 a.m. on a Montgomery County warrant for contempt, illegal resistance to a court order. Chambers was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $1,000 cash bond. A Council Bluffs man has pleaded guilty to playing a role in his adult stepbrother's abuse as part of a deal with prosecutors. KETV reports 23-year-old Ryan Smith pleaded guilty Tuesday to a misdemeanor charge of being an accessory to a crime he was originally charged with kidnapping. Prosecutors say Smith's mother, 46-year-old Rebecca Beyer, was convicted earlier this month of abusing her 20-year-old mentally disabled son. She's currently awaiting sentencing. The man ran away from home in the spring of 2013. Prosecutors said he was starved at times, chained with a dog leash, and had scars from burns. Smith was fined $625 in order to serve 2 years of probation. He also received a 180-day suspended jail sentence. A chase that began early Tuesday morning following a traffic stop in Pottawatomie County ended in Mills County with a suspect getting away. The Pott County Sheriff's Department told KJAN News the deputy tried to stop a vehicle for speeding 84 in a 55 zone near Macedonia at around 2 a.m. Tuesday, but the vehicle took off. The chase ended with the vehicle crashing in a field off of Highway 34 near Emerson and Mills County, but not before Mills County authorities deployed stop sticks, which hit the vehicle but didn't puncture the tires as intended. After the vehicle crashed, a police canine unit from Red Oak and Omaha Police Helicopter Able 1 attempted to locate the driver, but they were unable to do so. The vehicle, we're told, had Kansas license plates, but the VIN or vehicle identification number came back to a vehicle that had been stolen out of Oklahoma. No other information is currently available. News time is 7:11.
If you didn't live here in the heart of our country's agricultural community, you may not appreciate the blessings we have. Working the fields, beautiful weather, and watching our crops grow. This is Jenny Williams from Lindeman Tractor. We at Lindeman's feel blessed as well to have a long history of serving customers like you. And as you're busy this planting season, remember we're here to help keep your New Holland equipment up and running when you need it. Have a safe and successful planting season from all of us at your New Holland dealer in Atlantic. Lindeman Tractor, true blue.
In the funeral announcements, Lawrence Larry Southman, age 92 of Lewis, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Celebration of life services for Larry Southman will be today at 2:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Verelda Schweri, age 87 of Harlan, died Sunday at her home. A massive Christian burial service for Verelda Schweri will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Douglas Jensen, age 66 of Kimbleton, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Doug Jensen will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Lucille Carstens, age 100 of Manila, died Thursday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Lucille Carstens will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning, with the Odie Funeral Home of Manila in charge of arrangements. Marietta Antonia Peterson, age 78 of Marnie, died May the 21st at her home. Memorial services for Marietta Peterson will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Helen Brown, age 94 of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Memorial services for Helen Brown will be on June the 20th at 10:30 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Norman Eugene Benkin, age 81 of Omaha and formerly of Rural Atlantic, died Saturday at the Veterans Hospital in Omaha. Norman Benkin will be cremated with private burial to be held at a later date. The Chapel of Memories in Omaha is in charge of the arrangements. And Dennis Othout of Atlantic died Tuesday in Dallas County. Services for Dennis Othout are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news this hour, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.